It's 2014 NAFB annual meeting has just wrapped up, and with that, we elect a new slate of officers. Particularly, the vice president gets elected, and this year's winner is Tony St. James. Tony, tell me a little bit about Tony St. James.
Well, a little bit probably is too much, but I will say that Farm Broadcasting now for, I think it's 16 years, 33 years in the business of radio. We own radio stations in Texas. We also own and operate an ag network. And just to make things fun, since we're in Texas, we also syndicate the largest high school scoreboard show in the state.
Well, of course, football is king, but so is agriculture. And, well, I guess everything's kind of king in Texas. They tell me everything's bigger there.
Well, I guess you could say that. There's a lot of pride when you talk about Texas. And I think a lot of that goes back to one of the things we're most known for, and that's the Alamo and the fight for independence, which is legendary. But when you talk about Texas agriculture, you're talking cotton, number one cotton producing state. For years, we were the number one beef producing state. We've had to give that up thanks to a 3-year drought to Nebraska, but still cattle, whether we're talking feedlot, whether we're talking stocker or cow-calf, still big in the state of Texas. We also grow corn. The next president of the American Soybean Association is from Texas, and we also are big producers of wheat, sorghum, we have rice, and then you get down into the coastal bend, the winter garden area, and there's a lot of vegetable production there as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about NAFB, and I know that you kind of decided maybe a little later to kind of throw your name in the ring. What made you decide to join up and be a part of the board of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting?
I don't think that I'm much different than most of us in that we really want other people to step up and do things. So for quite a few months, I just sat back and said, well, maybe there's somebody else. Maybe somebody else. There's someone else. I'm sure there's other people. And the further I went on with this, and we did have a gentleman who jumped in. And, you know, I can't say enough for DeLoss for jumping in and saying, you know what, I'll do it. But then I got to looking at the other parts of our organization, the Allied Industry, who had multiple entries for board participation. And we got the same thing from the sales and management. Yet it's the Broadcast Council who is the vice president, your president. Those come from Broadcast Council. And we're not putting more than one person up for running for that position. And I really had a gut check on, I believe it was Tuesday before the election on Thursday, where I could no longer look in the mirror and just say, I'm going to leave it up to somebody else. There just came a point when I said, you know what, I've got to quit waiting on other people. And we as an organization need to quit waiting on others to direct the path we're going to go down. It's up to us. If we want things to improve, we want to chart our own course, we've got to step up and be willing to take a hold of the wheel and drive the bus.
Well, that's also a lot there to say to your credit for talking about it and throwing your hat in the ring. As far as what direction you want to see the organization go, what are some of your hopes and dreams?
You know, I've been asked that a lot lately. You know, what's your platform? And honestly, I don't have a platform. And as strange as that sounds, I'm not going in with this idea that these things are broken, they need to be fixed. I do believe, however, we, and I'm talking about those who are in broadcast radio, whether it's AM, FM, broadcast television, We're facing one of the most serious challenges to our industry ever. And I'm not just talking about farm broadcasting. I'm talking about what happens if the AM, the FM station, or the TV station that we've used as our delivery, what happens if that's not here in 3 to 5 years?
Do you see that the internet or some of that is taking over, or do you see the internet as a handy tool for folks to be able to also use?
No, I don't think it's a matter of the internet taking over. I think that habits are changing. And I think all you have to do is look back to the last time you sat down in front of a Smith Corona typewriter. Are we going to be Smith Corona? Nothing against the company that made great typewriters for years, but we don't use them anymore. We have to find a way to change as the habits change. Interesting study that's is coming out, and we'll see more of it over the next few months, but it was surveying producers and wanting to find out what information was important to them. The information that we're seeing from that study is actually telling us the same thing that a study back in the mid-80s told us. What producers want to hear, the information they want, hasn't changed. The only thing that's changing is how they're getting that information. So to answer your question, yes, the internet is a big piece to this. It's a big piece of the puzzle. But it's not the only piece. And I think if we just simply say, hey, we're going to abandon AM and FM and TV and jump into the internet, we're going to sink. There's some kind of a transition period, and it may involve apps and mobile. You know, I don't know what all it involves, but I do know that if we're not ready to catch that wave when it comes through, we will be the next typewriter.
Is there anything else you want to tell folks about some of your hopes and dreams and where you see the organization going over the next 3 years?
In the past year, I've learned more about the National Association of Farm Broadcasting than I learned in the 9 years prior to that. I joined the organization 10 years ago, and there was actually a rule change that allowed me to come in. Prior to that rule change, it was not available. Membership to the Broadcast Council was not available to anyone who owned a radio station, whether or not you were a farm broadcaster. Didn't matter. If you owned a radio station, you were ineligible for membership. So I think that's kind of interesting, because you can look at Brian Winnikins, who is the next vice president, and Brian is a station owner. He was a farm broadcaster before he was a station owner. But the two of us would have no opportunity to be on that board today had there not been a change 10 years ago that allowed us to come in. And so I think you're seeing those brick walls that once existed between the sales and management side and the Broadcast Council. We're seeing those walls come down. I think it's important to see those walls come down. It's important to see the wall between allied industry come down as well. We're a group that represents farm broadcasting, and we're not an island. Farm broadcasters couldn't exist without sales and management, and we couldn't exist without allied industry. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about this organization, is that these three completely separate groups all understand the importance of having the others. And so I'm excited about seeing where that takes us in the future and the opportunities that will arise.
Well, Tony, I know that you've got a lot on your plate and a lot of things to catch up on. We all have some sleep probably to catch up on from last week. But any final thoughts?
No, we thank you for what you've done, your coverage of the event. Again, just showing that there's so many different angles to farm broadcasting these days. It's not just AM radio. It's not just FM. It's not just television. It's not just network. There's so many different angles, and I'm so excited about what the future holds. I am concerned, but I'm optimistic as well.
He's Tony St. James. He is the 2015 Vice President of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. I'm Leah Guffey.